Thank you, Rob. Thank you, everyone, for showing up. I would be remiss if I didn't mention the help of some wonderful colleagues at the Grazing Lands Research Laboratory and at our laboratory in Woodward, Oklahoma, Corey Moffat, Ken Turner, Jim Neal, and Gene Steiner. The overarching motivation for this research is the significant role that enteric emissions play in generating greenhouse gases. About 10% of the U.S. inventory can be attributed to agriculture, and about one-third of the U.S. agricultural emissions are enteric methane. And if you break this down, you'll find that over 60% of those enteric methane emissions are from grazing beef cattle. And by grazing cattle, I mean cattle that spend most of their lives on pasture or consuming some type of forage and are not confined in a feed yard situation. We were lucky to be part of a large project called the Great Plains Grazing that was funded by a NIFA grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The overall goal of this project is to look at the impact of climate change on cattle production in the central Great Plains region of the U.S. Our research is focused in central Oklahoma, but the central Great Plains extends up into Kansas, Nebraska, and down into Texas. Historically, this region was a tall and mixed grass prairie, and our research site was on one of those tall grass prairie sites. On the Grazing Lands Research Laboratory, they have some of the best undisturbed tall grass prairie in central Oklahoma. The headquarters of the laboratory are right here, and this is the pasture where we did our research. And surrounding that pasture are tall grass prairie. That's an old world blue stem prairie there, and some wheat, but mostly tall grass prairie around the study site. When you want to measure methane emissions from grazing cattle, there are a bunch of challenges that you're going to have to meet if you're going to do it successfully. The number one challenge is that the cattle densities are very low. We've seen the feed yard that Dr. Chen was talking about probably had 15 or 16 square meters per head, but at the stocking rates that we used, we're talking about 5,300 square meters per cow-calf. So cattle density low, and most problems, most challenges will spring from that. Grazing cattle are mobile point sources of methane, so we cannot assume that dense cattle are an area source. So we're going to have to deal with that. And finally, the increase in methane above background downwind from a cattle herd can be very small. So you have to make sure that your instrumentation is able to measure that difference. The idea that we came up with is to create over this pasture several virtual paddocks. And we did that by deploying three open path lasers that were mounted on programmable positioners that then crisscrossed the pasture with laser paths and created these 1.5 to 2.5 hectare virtual paddocks. The idea being that at any one time, there would be one of these measurements would be downwind from the cattle herd. So this is the open path laser. It's a tuned diode laser tuned to detect methane. It's mounted on the computer controlled positioner. Here on the horizon, you can see the retro reflector. So it's shooting a path, about a 350-meter path along here. The controller computer and access point are in here, and then it communicates wirelessly back at our control trailer. And in the control trailer, is where my intrepid technician Larry Fulton lived. And what he's doing in there is he's using software that aims the lasers, and then he can also monitor in real time the performance of the lasers. If you measure the same thing with three different open path lasers, you won't get the same concentrations. That's what you see on this top panel. These are side by side, and we run these for a period of time, and you can see that there are differences in the lasers. So what we do is we correct two of the lasers, in this case to this top one, number 1028, generate a correction formula, and then apply that to these two lasers, and that brings them into line. Pretty good. We end up with a mean absolute error of about 0.02 ppm, and that'll be significant later. Now, how do you deal with cattle being mobile point sources? Well, if they're like this, it's no problem. You can even treat this as an area source when they're bunched like this, but they don't always stay that way. Sometimes they're bunched, but they're moving. Sometimes they're widely dispersed and moving. So you have to know where these cattle are. And to do that, we used GPS locators on collars that the cattle wore. Here, Bossy is modeling a low-tech GPS 3300. And we also used most of our GPS locators were a custom model that's made in the Noble Foundation shop. These were cows with calves, 50 cows. Each one of them had a calf. We did not put collars on the calves, but we had to assume that the calves were usually in close proximity to the mothers. We used Wintrax as the tool to quantify the methane emissions, and the idea is that if the ratio of a emission rate and predicted concentrations will be equal to the ratio of the unknown emission rate and the measured concentrations. The delta means it's the concentration above background. So what we do is we use Wintrax in forward mode. We assign the prescribed emission rate Q to each one of those point sources, each one of those 50 cattle. The Wintrax will predict the concentration of each OPL path. We've measured this, so we solve this equation for QXI, QX for each one of the paths. So this is a screenshot from Wintrax, and you can see here's where the cattle are right here, and this is the you might think of this as the plume. It's a two-dimensional representation of the plume. So what you end up with is a situation where you have several background concentrations measured by your open path lasers. You can average those together to get a mean background. And then you have several potential downwind concentrations. But you remember, we had a mean absolute error of 0.02 ppm. So if you look up here, these are beneath that, what I call a downwind tolerance, and so these are not suitable to be used, but we can use these three downwind concentration paths in our calculations. So I'm going to give you some of the preliminary data that we found. This is from 3.5 days in 2014. The first week of July, and most of the quarter hour emission rates were between 200 and 500 grams per head per day. We can create a 24-hour ensemble mean where we take the mean of each quarter hour during the day. And I think I'm seeing some patterns here. These cattle, in their behavior, they have two major grazing bouts. One that starts about 6 a.m. right before sunrise, and another that starts about 6 p.m. as it starts to cool off. Typically, what's been seen is that cattle will, after they graze and they ruminate for 2 to 4 hours, then the methane emissions will start to go up. So I think we may be seeing that right here this may be the methane peak after the early morning grazing bout. And this may be the methane peak that we see after the evening grazing bout. And of course, during the evening, this and right here are both loafing periods, that seemed to fit with the behavioral expectations we have of the cattle. The reason we have a big hole here in the middle is that was when they liked to loaf near the water source. And we did not, depending on the wind direction, we usually didn't have a good downwind concentration that we could use in our calculations right there. So what have we learned as far as this first step of our looking at grazing cattle and methane emissions? Well, the data handling and the quality control of these data are really intensive and they're really time consuming, which Heidi hears me moaning and groaning all day. At times, the cattle locations can give us a lot of uncertainty in our estimates, because I notice that when cattle are not moving, we get the best estimates of emissions. But when the cattle are dispersed and moving, that's when we tend to lose data or get what I would consider spurious emissions. And finally, the data retention was much lower than I'm used to and I'd like to see. We are only able to retain about 24% of our data. However, the method did seem to yield reasonable estimates of methane emissions, both in terms of quantity and in terms of cattle behavior. I just did a quick calculation using the IPCC Tier 2 methodology. If we have a 600 kilogram cow calf that's eating 2.5% of its body weight with a methane conversion factor of 6.5%, the methane emission rate will be about 320 grams per day. Our average over those 3.5 days was 368. Our next steps, we're going to compare the emissions. When the cattle are bunched up, we're going to use the backward Lagrangian approach and compare it to the forward Lagrangian approach. We have two green feeds installed in that pasture that my colleagues at El Reno are going to provide data on, so we'll have another methodology that we can compare to our Micromet method. We're going to reconfigure these laser locations to close those virtual paddocks, relocate the water and the green feed so that we can distribute the loafing areas into better locations. And finally, we're going to integrate the results on forage quality and dry matter intake into these emissions. Thank you. Yeah, they spend probably 6 to 8 hours grazing, and the rest of the time they're either loafing or they're in transit to the water or to their favorite corners or where they like to spend the night. They have a hangout at night too, where they like to. So most of the time is actually spent loafing or in transit to their loafing locations.